Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Unseen Within. Today I wanted to talk about something that has honestly been a really big area of growth for me this year, and that is speaking up for myself, which might sound like a simple thing, but for me, it really hasn't been. I've spent most of my life being quiet, and I don't mean just introverted, I mean really quiet. The kind of quiet where you have a thought in your head and you want to say something, but then your brain immediately starts going, is this the right thing to say? Are they going to think I'm weird? Am I being too much? Is this even worth bringing up? So instead, you just don't say anything. And for a long time, I thought that was just who I was. I thought I was just the shy person, the person who listened more than she talked, the person who stayed in the background. But when I look back, I realize it wasn't just that I was quiet. I was afraid. I was afraid of being judged. I was afraid of being rejected. I was afraid of taking up too much space. And I actually think about this one memory from elementary school a lot. We used to do this thing called popcorn reading, where everyone would read a section of a chapter out loud and then choose another person to continue. And I remember sitting there hoping my name wouldn't be called. I always hoped my name wouldn't be called. I would literally be sitting at my desk, messing with my fingers, playing with my hair, feeling my face get hot, feeling that anxiety build up. Because I knew eventually it would be my turn. And when it was my turn, I remember the teacher telling me to speak louder because she couldn't hear me. And I know she probably wasn't trying to hurt me, but as a kid who already felt like I didn't fit in, it felt like another reminder that even something as simple as talking was something I wasn't doing right. And I remember being so embarrassed that I started crying. Looking back, it's sad because I don't think I needed someone to tell me to speak louder. I think I needed somebody to tell me that my voice was already worth hearing. And after years of being told to speak up, I didn't feel more confident. I became smaller. I spent so many years thinking I had to become somebody louder, somebody more outgoing, somebody who would walk into a room and just talk without thinking, which I could never do. It doesn't mean becoming the loudest person in the room. It doesn't mean forcing myself to be somebody that I'm not. It means trusting myself. It means believing that my feelings matter. And honestly, one of the biggest moments when I saw a change in myself was with a friendship. Usually, I never tell anybody my feelings, and I would never tell somebody if I was hurt. But, you know, I would just keep it inside. I kept it inside of myself. I would convince myself it wasn't that big of a deal. I would tell myself that maybe I was just being too sensitive. But this time I was tired of feeling unseen by somebody I thought was one of my best friends. And I decided to actually say something. I spoke up. I told her how I felt. And that was huge for me. Because even having that conversation was something I probably wouldn't have done years ago. The hard part, it didn't end the way I hoped. I lost the friendship, and that hurt. But what I realized afterward was that I was still proud of myself because I showed up for myself. I was willing to have the conversation. I was willing to work through it. But I also learned that you can't force somebody to meet your feelings with compassion and understanding. And as painful as that was, I think that there was something really powerful about realizing that I can survive someone not understanding me. I can survive someone not choosing me. I can survive the possibility of rejection. Because staying silent to avoid losing people also means losing parts of yourself. And I don't want to do that anymore. I'm still learning and I still hesitate. I still have my moments where my instinct is to go quiet. But now I catch myself. Now I remind myself that my feelings matter. My needs matter. My voice matters. And I think that's the biggest thing I've learned. Finding your voice doesn't mean that you have to stop being afraid. It means you stop letting fear make every decision for you. So if you're somebody who spent a lot of your life staying quiet, I just want you to know you don't have to become louder to matter. You don't have to change who you are to be heard. You don't have to start believing that your voice, you have to start believing that your voice deserves a place too. So thank you so much for listening today. Any feedback or anything is highly encouraged. You can always email me at Nicole@embracetheunseen.com. And I'll talk to you next time.